Hugh, looking forward to the last two games. I suppose they're going to be two big games. You said after the defeat in Armagh that you were capable of staying up. Obviously, the league status very much the topic at the moment.
Yeah, you know, that was a solid night in Armagh after the defeat, and having to let it sink for a while, you know, I'd still be quite adamant in my thoughts that, you know, if this is in our own hands here, but we need to go out now and prove that. It's easy talking about it.
Yeah.
So we have to bring a vigour and an effort to Bob Fay on Sunday that hopefully deserves 2 points, and then we can roll on to Roscommon and look for another 2 points.
Yeah. Against Armagh, obviously you played inside, started inside. You moved out the field a bit as well, so you kind of in the new Michael Murphy role in a sense. Do you feel that yourself?
No, I wouldn't kind of read into it too much. We kind of get carried away by one or two things that might happen on a given day and just go out and play whatever Hayden and Paddy and the boys ask me to do. I'll pay attention and try to do that my best, you know. So no, I wouldn't kind of get too bogged down on the role yet, you know.
Yeah. Which do you prefer, to play inside or out?
That's funny. Very straightforward. Give me a pair of boots and green grass, and I'm kind of happy to take to the pitch anywhere at all, you know, Tom?
Yeah. What's the mood like in the squad? Because obviously it's been a difficult season. You know, got off to a great start against Kerry. I know you've had your injury woes as well. So quite a lot of players had your injury woes. What's the mood? Obviously, winning is a great habit, but
Listen. There's definitely a bit of frustration there. You want to win football games, and when you're not winning football games as a footballer, you start to get a wee bit tentative. But I think there is also a wealth of experience and belief within the group that we know that we can get things right when we need to. And, you know, we're very confident that we can get our business done over the next 2 weeks in the in the league, and then build towards a strong championship performance.
Yeah, because you're probably coming close to having your championship squad available to you, really, aren't you?
Aye, listen, you know, you have one or two bumps and bruises. We get them a few men back and healthy, and hopefully we can stay healthy throughout the summer, you know.
Yeah, have you watched much of Mayo, because they are the foreign team?
I haven't. But they're a good team. They're competitive, fight, quality forwards at the moment. You know, Aidan O'Shea's playing inside, Ryan O'Donoghue, Tommy Connery's back, and Killian O'Connor's back. They pose a lot of threats to any football team, so you know, they're a top quality team, and we know that we're going to have to be, you know, right up the top echelons of performance levels on Sunday to try to get any sort of result, you know.
Yeah, were you playing the last day that what they got the draw, was it? Kevin McLaughlin got the few steps extra to get score the equaliser?
Yeah, that was 5 years ago now. Yeah, good score it was too, unfortunately. But yeah, that would relegate us in 2018.
Yeah. So, well, I think it was the result in Oma that relegated you, really.
Yeah, so hopefully we can... hopefully we can make a different story this weekend.
Is it the be-all and end-all to stay in Division 1?
Whoever wins the All-Ireland's the best team in a given year, but it helps. You know, we want to be playing the best teams every winter, and, you know, it's where you want to play your football, but, you know, people still remember how things go in the Championship, to be honest, and years going by, so... you know what, we want to be in Division 1, like, you know.
Tell me, what was your level of fitness now at this time?
Aye, good.
You had a big struggle, hadn't you, to get back?
Aye, listen, kind of a frustrating 14, 15 months there.
Because you had an operation, had you?
Yeah, a few bits and bobs done. Listen, getting there. Just delighted to be able to get on field now repetitively over the last few months and just stick at it, and working with the medical team here, so it's good. And just kind of to keep on pitch now is the big one, you know.